Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there. Dick Huddleston speaking. Well, sir, last night, old Lum almost arranged himself a nice date with Miss Frederick, the schoolmarm. It was going to be a quiet, romantic evening in the secluded atmosphere of Luke Spears' lunchroom. But Abner got the idea it was Lum's birthday and arranged a big surprise stag party for him, also at Luke's lunchroom. Well, it ruined everything, of course, and Abner's over at the Jot 'em Down store this morning, still trying to apologize.
Lum, I've told you 1,000 times I'm sorry.
Let it go, let it go. It's done over now.
I thought it sort of nice of us to give you a surprise on your birthday.
Yeah, but I told you it weren't my birthday. I never was so embarrassed in all my life as when I walked in that restaurant with Miss Fredericks and all you fellas jumped up and started singing Happy Birthday to you and hollering surprise, surprise.
Well, it was a surprise, weren't it? Miss Frederick looked surprised, I'll say that.
That weren't surprise, that was embarrassment. Whilst she never said nothing, I know good and well she must have been embarrassed half to death. All them men down there and her, the only woman in the place. And I know she figured I put you up to it.
Why would she think that?
I don't know, just would. Granny's, I doubt if I ever get her to go out with me again.
Ah, she'll get over it.
I doubt it. Granny's here, I planned all day how I could get to be alone with her so as we could sit there and have supper by ourselves. Even had Luke Spears stay open an hour late so as I'd be sure there weren't nobody else there. And you little
varmint. Now, Lump.
You had to go and invite practical the whole town over there to watch me.
It weren't the whole town, just 10 of us fellers, your best friends.
Might just as well have been the whole town.
Well, you can take over for supper some other time. What's wrong with tonight?
It's a school night. She don't go out during the week.
She went out last night.
Well, she thought that had something to do with school business. That's what I had Cedric tell her over the phone.
Well, why don't you try her for Saturday or Sunday, then?
Well, that's out, too. She always goes to the county seat on Saturday and studies there at the library. And Sunday, that dad-blamed Frank Foster generally has a date with her to go kodaking.
What's a school teacher doing studying at the library? Ain't she supposed to know all that junk by now?
Well, she's studying for her M.A., she says.
Her M.A.?
Yeah.
Why don't you let her ma study for herself?
Her M.A., I said.
You don't have to spell things out for me.
I ain't spelling things out for you. That's what
I've
they
heard
call...
of mamas helping children with their lessons, but I never heard of a youngin' helping her mama study before.
Abner, that M.A. means some kind of a degree you get for graduating from college.
Oh, I see. Well, now, to be honest, Lum, don't you think her mama's a little old to be going to college? Here she is sitting in class with a bunch of young'uns while her own daughter's teaching school. Doggies, that's funny.
Abner, I'm trying to explain...
Reckon why she wants to go to school at her age.
Abner, will you hash that up for a few minutes and give me a chance to explain this to you?
Go right ahead.
Studying for a M.A. means studying for a degree. She's trying to get a degree.
A degree?
Yes.
You mean a degree like you get over at the lodge?
Oh, for pity's
sake. She might as well give that up right now, Lum. I don't care how many colleges she graduates from, they'll never take her into the lodge. They don't take women in the lodge, Lum. You know it.
Of course I know it. This ain't got nothing to do with her mama. It's Miss Fredericks herself.
Well, it won't take her neither. Neither her nor her mama can get in. You might as well tell her before they go any farther.
Abner, they don't want to get in the lodge.
Well, they can't take one of them degrees without joining it, I'll tell you that. Lum, we've got rules in that lodge that says no women.
I know the rules of the lodge.
Yep, she better forget that, Idy. Just stick to that and about going to college. Reckon how long it'll take her mama to graduate.
For goodness sakes, ain't you got this straight yet? Let's just forget about her mama, if you don't mind.
It's all right with me. But recollect now, she's going to be your mother-in-law, and you better not be forgetting her. You want to get on the good side of her, don't you?
Go on, keep talking. Get it all out of your system.
Lum, I'm just trying to help you. Law me, you don't want to leave that poor old woman sitting in there at that library all by herself, studying away. More likely don't know a soul in there. Just too bad we ain't got a library here in Pine Ridge. Then Miss Frederick could bring her mama right here and be near her.
Are you done talking now?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Abner, in the first place, I granny's, wait a minute. Maybe you've got a idea there.
Why, of course I have. Her mama could room right over where Sister Simpson's with her.
I don't mean that. I mean about having a library here in Pine Ridge. That'd keep Miss Fredericks from going in there to the county seat with Frank Foster every Saturday. Grannies, we could do it, too.
How?
Get a long table and set it right over there. Get a green lamp for it and some chairs around it, and Miss Fredericks could sit right there at the table.
Why, sure she could. Yeah, that's a good idea. And I'll get Elizabeth to do the cooking for you.
Cooking?
Yeah. Ain't that what you want the table for? So you and Miss Frederick can have a nice quiet supper with just her mama alone? Of
course not. I just want the table to read on.
Well, that's nice, too. But it wouldn't be no trouble for Elizabeth to cook up supper for you. I know she'd be tickled to death to do it.
Well, that's mighty nice of her. I appreciate it, but...
Yeah,
the
I'll call her up right now. Just
get Abner, get back down there now. Leave that telephone alone. Let me talk to you a minute.
Yeah, well, I had better find out what you want to eat first. Or to get Elizabeth to make one of them chocolate pies of hers.
I don't want no chocolate pie.
Hey, wait, just a minute. Let me get a pencil now. Get a pencil and paper here and write this stuff down so that I won't forget it. No chocolate pie.
Abner, we just want to study.
Yeah, well, that's all right. No hurry. Go ahead. Study about it as long as you want to. When you make up your mind, let me know and I'll set it down here. Now, she fries chicken off a good long.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. You get something in your head and a body couldn't jar it out of there with a stick of dynamite. What do you think I'm getting all them books in the store here for?
I don't know. I'll tell you what you could do with them, Olam. You could put in a library. We ain't got none here in Pine Ridge.
A library?
Yeah. Well, it does sound a little ridiculous, I admit, but after you think about it a while, Olam, well, you'll see it's not such a bad idea.
Abner, what do you think I've been talking about all this time?
Well, I don't know for sure. You seem to be getting a little mixed up today. I still believe that library idea's a good one, though. Even if I did think of it.
Well, I'll swan to goodness.
See, Lom, that-a-way Miss Frederick wouldn't have to run into the county seat every Saturday with Frank Foster.
That's just exactly what I've been talking about all this time.
Why, no. You was wanting to get Elizabeth to cook up a batch of victuals for you and Miss Frederick. Don't you recollect?
Let it go. Yes, sir, we can do it. We can put in a free public library right here in the store.
Why, sure we can.
You know, that'll make a good impression on Miss Frederick's, too. She'll see then that I'm interested in reading books and getting better educated and stuff like that.
Why, sure it will. I knowed you'd see it my way.
Granny, she'll be over here at the store all the time then.
Yeah.
I can help her find the books she wants and sit here and talk to her and stuff like that. Put her books back in the shelves for her again she gets done reading them and all. I don't want her lifting them big, heavy books.
We're going to have big, heavy books in there, huh?
Oh, sure. Big ones, little ones, all sizes.
Good.
Grannies, I'll show that Frank Foster a thing or two. We'll have her over here all the time. Pine Ridge Public Library. L. Edwards Librarian. Or whatever they call them. And I ain't going to give Frank Foster no card, neither. He can just get up his own library.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lom. Are you figuring on being the president of the library?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I reckon so.
Well, long as I studied up this idea, well... Looks like I ought to get to be something in it.
Well, you'll have a big job in it, too. Don't worry about that.
Well, good.
You can keep the book straight and stuff like that.
Well, good for me.
Fact is, I might let you look after the library during the week, and then I'll look after it on Saturdays and Sundays.
You mean when Miss Frederick is here, huh?
Well, I reckon it does work out that way, don't it? Just a coincidence, I reckon.
And then I'll stay here during the week while her mama's here, huh?
Her mama? For pity's sakes, Abner, can't you get that out of your little flea brain?
Well, I thought that's what the library was for, to help her mama study.
Abner, if you mention that idea again, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head. I said Miss Fredericks was studying for her M.A.
Well, quit spelling it out, Lum. Nobody's going to hear us talking about it. I won't tell nobody or her mama's so ignorant she still has to go to school. Honest, I won't.
Look, Abner.
After all, she's your future mother-in-law now.
Abner, if you'd have been listening to me, you'd have known by now that you're talking about a different thing entirely.
Well, I don't see what the difference is. But if we're going to put in this library, and I still think I've got a good idea there, there's just one thing I hope.
What's that?
I just hope her mama knows how to play checkers.
Checkers?
Yes, sir. But I'm going to have to stay here all week with her by myself. I'm going to run out of stuff to talk about by the second day. See, if you get a body in a checker game, well, you don't have to worry about what to talk about. The fights you get into takes care of all that talking, John.
Look, Abner, for the last time... No, I give up.
Give up?
Yeah, I can't think of nothing else to tell you.
Can't you think of nothing? Not one single thing?
No, sir. I'm whipped.
Oh, now, Lum, you can surely think of something. You just ain't trying. Think hard now and call it out, and I'll set it right down here.
Set what down?
What you and Miss Frederick want Elizabeth to cook for your supper.
Oh, my God.
All I got down here so far is fried chicken and no chocolate pie.
Aye, Grannies, that settles it.
Hey, wait a minute, Lon. Where are you going?
I don't know where I'm going, but if I stay here, I'll go plumb stark raving mad crazy.
Answer, I believe there's some pesky little old thing that's bothering that, Lom. I just wonder what it could be.